Would you say she used to, she wasn't afraid, or she didn't used to be afraid, or used to be afraid, or how would you say that?
Well, just like you said it. She didn't used to be afraid. I've heard it years that way.
Okay. And
but I thought you said the opposite of that.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even lock the door, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
And you said there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
peculiar.
Okay, any other words?
Funny, strange.
Would you ever use the word queer or
queer?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yes.
What? How would you use that?
Well, just like you said there. Sometimes she seems a little queer.
Uh-huh.
A little strange, a little odd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of expressions you could use mean the same thing.
Do people use that expression queer now as much in recent years as they used to? Or?
I don't know. I don't hear it very often.
Has it taken...
Peculiar. I hear peculiar more than I do queer.
Uh-huh. Has the word queer taken on a different meaning now that you know of?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him, he won't change his mind. You said that he's mighty...
Stubborn.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, determined.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty...
Touchy.
Okay. And he said, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
So angry.
And if somebody's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that just...
Keep the cool.
Okay.
No, that's not my expression. But you do hear a lot today.
What else might you say?
Keep calm.
Okay.
Stay calm.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
Tired.
Any other expression?
Worn out.
Huh?
Worn out. Frazzled.
Okay. And
all in. Just
say you might say he came home early from school because he what sick
because he was ill or because he finished his work.
Say someone had been well and then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you'd say you might say, well, he was fine yesterday. When was it that he what sick?
Took sick.
Okay. And say someone went outside in the rain and or bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that he had
caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was
well.
Say he's a little bit
hoarse.
Okay. And if you go like that, you say you have a...
cough.
And say if you've gotten someone's medicine and then went in and noticed the medicine was still by their bed, you might ask, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And the person might say, I already...
have.
Or already...
I have taken it.
Or an hour ago, I... what, son?
No, I took it an hour ago.
And in another hour,
I will take it. Okay. After a while.
And someone can't hear at all, you'd say that they're...
it's deaf.
Huh?
Deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
have perspired.
Okay.
Or you might use the word sweat.
How would you say that? Look how much I...
I don't know how you'd say it in the past tense. I don't know whether sweated is a good word or not.
Does that sound like what you...
I don't know. I'd say perspired.
Okay. And a lump that, a sore that comes to a head is called a...